to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. One of the best parts of the beginning of each day is just remembering that God is a part of my life. God is real. He's there with you right now as you're listening, as you're thinking, and I hope as you're responding to Him in your own heart and mind. God is actively involved in your life, reaching out to you. And one of the best ways to be aware of that every day is just to take a bit of time at the beginning of the day, time with God, in the Bible, His Word to us, and just listening to what He has to say to us in life as He speaks so really and practically about the issues of life. That's what we're doing this week. We're looking at what God has to say about facing loss in our lives. So many different kinds of loss we can face, and it can bring great distress and disappointment, emptiness and loneliness. It can also draw us much closer to God if we allow Him to walk through it with us. Well, I want to take you today to just a verse or two in the Gospel of Mark, where Mark is talking about the life of Jesus in the New Testament. In chapter 14, in verse 34, Jesus is talking to the disciples as he's facing the cross that is about to come into his life. And he says to them, verse 34, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Well, how do you get through those dark hours in your life? When you're facing loss, everything seems to have fallen down around you, and you're having trouble even seeing hope for the future. How do you get through those dark hours? People respond to loss very differently from one another. Some move through the different stages of dealing with that quite quickly, and others really struggle and take a long time. You don't have to respond the way someone else does. As you face that serious loss in your life, denial and anger are normal responses to that. Crying is normal. It's a way of releasing some of your tension, and actually crying chemically releases things into your body that help you to sleep better as well. The beautiful way God has built our bodies. But most people come to understand that even though they will never get over a significant loss, they can get through it. And you find Jesus here praying that this hour might pass from him, that he's going to get through this. And God the Father ministered to Jesus. And you remember, God sent Jesus his disciples and those dear friends among the disciples, Peter, James, and John, who Jesus was talking to on this occasion. You remember also that God sent angels to minister to him, to encourage him as he faced this time of loss in his life. God took care of Jesus, and he'll take care of you too. God has given us his Holy Spirit in our lives. And when Jesus talks to the disciples about the Holy Spirit, he calls the Holy Spirit the Comforter. The Comforter. And during those dark times, his presence can become really precious to you in your life. Here's Jesus. In his darkest hour, he throws himself on God. "God, I need you. God, help me make it through this." And God will help you too. If you're following Jesus, then I encourage you, when you face your loss, and if you're facing it right now in your life, go to God with that loss. Ask him to help you walk through these dark days. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.